Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling The Good Life. We're looking through the book of Job, studying our way through the book of Job. And, you know, we've talked about how the book of Job is a book that deals with really suffering and trusting God and his sovereignty in the midst of difficulty, the difficulty and suffering of life. And chapter 28, we talked about chapter 28 on Sunday, and it's a little bit of a kind of an interlude in the middle-ish of the book on wisdom. You know, Job has suffered mightily up until this point in time. His life has fallen apart, and he doesn't really have answers for what's going on, and his friends who've come to comfort him, they certainly don't have answers. They accuse Job of, you know, clearly this must have been because of your sin, and Job says no. You know, he maintains his integrity and his innocence. And then right here, as their kind of arguments are coming toward a close, there's this chapter 28, which some commentators say is, you know, Job speaking. Some say it's the author sort of bringing this poem right in the middle. It's a poem about wisdom, and the first 11 verses talk about the fact that mankind searches out, you know, there's a place for iron, and there's a place for silver, and there's a place for gold, and mankind searches those places out. We can find gold, we can find silver, we can find iron, we dig up the mountains, we tunnel into the earth, and basically mankind's achievement and ingenuity, and yet in verse 12, there's this turning point in the poem where it says, but where can wisdom be found? Who knows the way to understanding? And you move on in the verses and it basically says, mankind doesn't. Human beings can't find wisdom the way we find iron or gold or silver. And the conclusion is only God. Only God knows the way to wisdom and understanding. In fact, he alone is the source of wisdom and understanding. It closes out by saying, chapter 28 closes out saying, to fear the Lord, that is wisdom. To fear the Lord, that is wisdom. And to turn away from evil is understanding. And it's a little glimpse into the end of the book where, you know, God shows up to Job and doesn't give him a bunch of explanations for all that has happened, but really asks him a series of rhetorical questions about, you know, Job, were you there when I laid the foundations of the earth? It's a big part of the book of Job is this humility before the Lord to say, God, you are God, and I am not. And there's a proverb. Proverb chapter 3 talks about, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. A big part of the Christian life as we walk with Jesus, as we not only fear the Lord, but we love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, is coming to a place where we're not leaning on our own understanding, but instead, in every area of life, we're saying, God, I trust you. Even when I can't see, even when I don't fully understand, I trust you more than I trust me. And God, I am willing to submit to you here. I'm willing to humble myself here. I'm willing to walk with you here and just be led by you. And so I want to close. I'm going to pray here in a moment. I just want to ask you to think and reflect. Are there any areas of your life where you are sort of holding God at arm's length, not trusting him with that air of your life, leaning on your own understanding? And a way that we put into practice, fearing the Lord, living the wise life, walking with Jesus, is saying, no, I'm going to bend the knee here. I'm going to bend the knee to the Lordship of Jesus, and I'm going to trust him and not me. I'm going to turn over every area of my life to the Lord. Lean not on my own understanding, but trust him fully. Let me take some time to pray. I want to encourage you to think through that and then to pray as well. Father, God, in my own life, I ask that if there are any areas of my life where I am leaning on my own understanding, God, I ask forgiveness and I ask you to help me to think that out and then to hand it over to you. Father, we thank you that you know the way to wisdom. You are the source of wisdom. And God, when we struggle and when we think that we know better than you do, help us, Father. Help us to humble ourselves, to see how much you love us, that you demonstrate that love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, and then to walk humbly with you. We love you, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to think that over and to pray.